is downtown on a Tuesday afternoon. Time for us to talk some Celtics basketball as the Seas head back to the finals for the second time in 3 years. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am doing great. Excited, looking forward to the finals. Glad to get a few nights rest in between, and also glad to learn a new term that I don't think I had heard until last night when the broadcasters were talking about a competitive sweep.
Ah, yes, the old competitive sweep, as some people like to call it, the bronze broom. what the Lakers got from the Denver Nuggets last finals, last final Western Conference Finals, and the Celtics here and. Maybe the Mavs tonight with the Minnesota Timberwolves. They all qualify. And look, hey, the Pacers, give them a lot of credit. And the one thing that I'm sure we'll get into with the discussion of Pacers and what the Celtics coulda, woulda, shoulda with them, the disrespectful nature of just flat-out dismissing the Pacers, it's too rampant. They played really, really well. And the Celtics didn't play their absolute best basketball, but that's partly because the Pacers are very, very difficult to guard. They played extraordinarily well offensively, and they still have, even without Haliburton, they still have talented guys out there like T.J. McConnell, Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, I mean, all of those guys. Andrew Nembhard, who was unreal. So they've got guys that play pretty good basketball. So the fact that it was a competitive sweep, it's not surprising. I said Celtics in six, and this easily could have been 3-1 Pacers after, each one. I think only game two was decisive. So credit to the Pacers for playing really, really well.
Well, yeah, they shot well. They played hard, never gave up. We're right in every single game there. But I think among other things, and we're seeing it in the Western Conference final as well, experience it being in these situations certainly helps.
Yeah, right. The Celtics have a breadth of experience to lean on, and it shows that down the stretch, Tatum and Brown not doing things that had cost them turnovers in the past, not doing things that, getting too deep and getting trapped and not being able to make the right play. Like, all of those things come into play here, and they were able to really move the ball well, not get too caught up in the who should be getting what stats, and they were able to execute down the stretch. It was a very impressive kind of stretch run for them. They had big runs in all three of those close games to come back and take games that they were trailing late. So that's impressive. That's not something that we're used to seeing from them.
No, and Jaylen Brown deservedly named MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. To me, it was his defense that stood out. He was the guy who seemingly always came up with a big stop in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, look, he wanted to make the all-defensive team. His block shot there before finding Derek White for three, that was incredible. He took on those challenges, and look, when he's defending at that level, a high quality defender, the Celtics are very, very difficult because they can score on you, but you can't score on them. It makes it very, very tough for the other team. And now we're heading into a finals potentially against the Mavericks, and they've got some big time scorers, but the Celtics have means to defend even those higher level scorers in a way that most teams don't, and Jaylen Brown is one of those reasons.
Well, and I feel like, too, we saw, again, what Jrue Holiday is there for. We've seen it throughout the postseason. He's just a rock. And I look at that last play of the game last night after the miss by Tatum. Aaron Nesmith comes flying almost out of control to try and get the rebound, and Jrue Holiday, cool as a cucumber, simply got the better position and came down with the board.
Yeah, he's so good at that stuff. He just makes that key play right when you need it, whether it was the steal in game three, whether it's backing down Obi Toppin and getting the and one in game four and then getting that rebound. He's huge. And, you know, there's been some chatter that, you know, he was a dark horse MVP candidate for that series. And, you know, Jalen and Jason were the two that it was a 5-4 vote between those two guys. You don't win this series without Holiday. You don't win this series without Al Horford or Derek White either, right? It's a true team effort. But Holiday stands out as making critical plays and really stepping up in clutch moments.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown, and you and I were talking during the break. Despite the sweep, despite the fact that this team is now 12-2 in the postseason, there are still people out there wringing their hands that the Celtics aren't playing at max level every minute of every game.
I know. It's really just ridiculous. It's like I said, first of all, it's disrespectful to their opponents, disrespectful to the Pacers, who deserve a ton of credit. And look, the Celtics, it's never going to go perfectly. And I think Joe Mazzulla is right when he talks about stuff like that. Each game's going to look different. It's never going to go the way you expect. And you shouldn't expect it to go a certain way, because when you do, you get down. And like game three is a classic example. There's an expectation that, okay, Tyrese Haliburton is out and we should be doing this. But the Pacers played so well and the Celtics didn't react particularly great to it. And all of a sudden they're down 18 in the third quarter. And Joe's like, well, what did you expect, man? It's the you're on the road. You're playing, you know, in a hostile environment. That other team is amped up. Guys are getting opportunities that they don't normally get on a national stage. Yeah, of course they're hyped up. Of course this is how it's going to go. So don't bemoan it. Don't feel sorry for yourselves. Just figure out what situation you're in. Why is this happening? And how do you get out of it? It's very simple. Like, don't panic. Just figure it out. And that's the key to winning playoff basketball. There are no style points. There's no formula. It's not supposed to look just because some people, you know, who are generally smart people, just because they say, this is how it should go. Like, that doesn't mean anything. It goes the way it goes. And can you win in those situations? And the Celtics won in those situations. And we'll see how the finals go. But the Celtics have shown now that they have ways, they figured out ways to win in these situations.
Well, assuming there's not a huge comeback starting tonight from the Timberwolves, Dallas and Boston, how do they match up? And then what are the key defensive matchups in this series to try to shut down, especially Luka and Kyrie?
Yeah, I think the difference that we'll see right away is that the Mavericks are more predictable than the Pacers. And that's going to make them, in a weird way, easier to defend, because you kind of know what's coming. And then it's up to Luka and Kyrie to beat you anyway. And that just allows for a little bit more anticipation on the help, a little bit more anticipation of, like, what potential wrinkles they might have. And so it gives the Celtics, like, a little bit more of a blueprint that they can follow. So that also allows the Celtics, on the other end, to attack Kyrie and attack Luka, because they're not really the best defensive players out there. So I'm a big proponent of defending with your offense. So what that means is attack Kyrie Irving in pick and rolls. Put him in the actions. Put Luka Doncic in the actions. Make them defend. Make them slide and try to rebound. And if they don't, then great, you're scoring. And if they do, they're getting tired. And that works in your favor, because you're wearing them down for later in the game. And hopefully some of those shots in the clutch end up becoming, you know, short rim and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting. I think the return of Porzingis, which I am expecting, although I haven't heard anything specific about that. I am just personally expecting that. I think the return of Porzingis kind of adds an element, although the Mavericks are getting Maxi Kleber back. So that is an interesting wrinkle as well. So, I mean, I'll dig into the matchups a little bit more, but having Porzingis back is going to be huge, because he's